Hello.
Hello and welcome to The Source. This is The Source Report, Part 1, on September 27 of 2016. Thank you for joining us. All right, today we have our daily messages from many sources. And if you'd like to be a contributor, please do contact us through our website, www.thesource.network. All right, first message of the day. Confirmation. We are closer than ever before. This message is brought to us by lovehasone.org. So the title, Confirmation, We Are Closer Than Ever Before, posted on September 26, 2016. Posted by News UNITY 9-26-2016 by Kejraj. Greetings, Lighted Ones. As always, from heart to heart in this moment we speak. I am Kejraj, K-Rai. The information expressed here is that of my perspective, my point of view. For all truth resides within your heart. Let your mind go silent if you wish to hear the message of your heart and to receive guidance. We hope you feel our light and love in this message. The new financial system. In recent weeks, I've glanced at quite a few messages offering preparedness tips and claims of outrageous scenarios playing out when the system collapses, that are simply fear-filled, old way of thinking, which my heart does not resonate to. This changeover of not just the financial system, but everything on our beloved Earth has been planned very carefully. Everything has been taken into consideration, and yet there are still messages of fear and warning to people on stacking up on food, water, cash, and other things for at least 1 month or more because of an imminent collapse. This includes channeled sources with such messages. I will say this. As far as the new system is concerned, if the negative things that we have been and continue to be warned about were to occur, then from the highest to the lowest in rank in charge of the RV, GCR, and everything in between, after all these years, if lightworkers and humanity still have to worry about chaos breaking out during the final transition into the new world financial system and the new republic, then my friends, those that we know as angels, archangels, the elders, the ascended masters, the galactic federation, and the beings of inner earth, they would have all failed. It would be similar to aborting the mission if humanity enters the new paradigm in fear and chaos, especially those that continually focus their energies on creating a world of love, no matter what their label may be, light worker, light warrior, light bearer, and so on. Once again, I will say we must not forget that this changeover has taken all these years, millennia, to be planned and carried out perfectly, a smooth transition at the right divine timing. This is why it will not fail. Store shelves will not be empty. Banks will not close down for a month. We will not be let down. There is a reason why this whole thing has taken so long, and that reason is so a collapse would not occur and the new system would be implemented smoothly without outcry, chaos, and so it will be. With that being said, we are hours away from major announcements being made. What we have been waiting to hear about and see for all these years is to be manifest for us all within a very short period of time. No, we are not saying in months' time or even weeks for that matter. The changeover is to occur within days. So we say to you, get ready to jump for joy, but at the same time to think of the world and know why you are here. Towards 2017. As we move towards 2017, the most important thing we can do is concentrate on the heart, stay heart-centered. We say this because the outer world is a reflection of your inner world. As the light increases, so does the speed at which the 3D Earth matrix is deconstructed. What is happening now is basically the letting go of the old and making room for the new. Mother Earth is doing this through changes in weather patterns, floods, earthquakes, volcanoes, and other ways that are becoming more frequent. While humanity is releasing the old through anger in all its different forms, the things that you held on to for so long, hate, fear, anger, judgment, and all the old popular beliefs of humanity, all is quickly collapsing from within you. That is why you see what you see in the outer world. All of this is leading to the one powerful wave of energy that many have come to know as the event. When this wave of energy is released from the Creator's heart, at that moment, a splitting of worlds will occur here. There will be many who will transition from our world and will incarnate on other planets. There will be those that fully ascend. They will realize in an instant that they are in the new world. They will become invisible to many that remain in the 3D Earth. Then there will be the ones that know they can be free from the 3D Earth at that moment of their choosing, but they simply choose to stay behind to assist the rest. We say to you, there is no turning back. Release all attachments. Hold your light as we move forward. You are in for some great surprises, one after another. Wave after wave, we are reaching the shore, sooner than many may think. Let love be your intention, from heart to heart. Kedge Raj. http://www.newsunity.com. All right, the next message is brought to us by lovehaswon.org. It is called Saul. You are divine beings of immense power and energy, divine energy. Saul is a channel, September 26, 2016, by John Smallman. Humanity's awakening is so close that your awareness that it is occurring is intensifying enormously. You feel it enveloping you, and yet you still experience the illusion as very real. And this feels very confusing for you. It is as though you were locked into that moment you experience as humans, as you wake up after sleeping, but in which you are still not fully awake. Your dreams are gently dissipating and consciousness is returning, but you have not yet fully engaged with it. There is no one now incarnate on Earth who is completely unaware of the enormous changes that are in progress. Even those who are caught up in the gloom and doom that the mainstream media consistently regurgitate, or those living in conflict zones, areas of intense poverty, or refugee camps, are at a deep level aware that something of enormous importance is occurring. You are reading or listening to this message, are, of course, well aware, but are also at times experiencing severe doubts because, and as you interact with others who are caught up in the media's catastrophic information onslaught, you encounter the negative and even despairing energies to which they are so firmly attached. And then instead of observing them and letting them pass, you engage with them and get drawn in, thus intensifying your own doubts. It is therefore essential that you continue your daily practice of going within in order to boost your reception of the divine love flowing continuously within and through you that supports you magnificently in every moment, so long as you open your hearts to receive it. Love is your true nature. The distractions of the illusion have intensified as those who wish to continue engaging with it and playing the games it offers desperately attempt to repair and stabilize its rapidly crumbling foundations. Thus, it is easy for you to allow those noisy and very disturbing distractions to cloud your awareness of your purpose on Earth in this time of change, as humanity's long-sought awakening into the realization of its true nature, which will allow the return to full consciousness, finally blossoms. As you well know, your purpose is to hold your light on high and intend to extend it to all of humanity without exception, and in doing so, to remember in every moment that it is the eternal and inextinguishable light of God's love for all of His creation. As soon as you notice that the distractions of the illusion have drawn your focus away from your divine purpose, immediately reset your intention to be loving in every moment and in every situation. Your loving intention is extremely powerful, just as God wills, and affects not only those with whom you come into physical contact, but every incarnate being presently on earth. You tend to forget that you are not your physical forms, your human bodies, but are actually vast energy fields of love at one with God and all of creation. This realization is hidden from you temporarily by the flimsy and ephemeral veil that envelops the illusion. Your task, as the awakening process accelerates and intensifies, is to remain focused on being yourself. You are eternally one with Source. You have never separated from Him. But as you follow your individual human path through the illusion, bringing with you and extending to all an abundance of love for humanity, the draining energies of negativity do affect you. Remember that within the illusion, all is illusory. Therefore, your fears, worries, anxieties, and the depressing emotions that accompany them are also utterly illusory. Only love is real, and it is eternal and always present. You have all experienced moods, either euphoric or distressing, that have realized themselves within you and then passed away, but which felt very intense while they were occurring, so much so that they seemed, while you were experiencing them, to be your normal state. Then they dissolved, and you returned to what your presence in the illusion does recognize as normality, proving that nothing within the illusion lasts. All is ephemeral. Consequently, it is also quite clear that nothing in the illusion is normal. It frequently fools and confuses you into believing that it is the only reality, because that is what was established to do, and you become engrossed in the games with which it presents you. Confusion is the strong and intense belief in the reality of your personal identities as human bodies. What follows from that is your constantly sensed need to provide for them and protect them from the attacks of others and from injury and disease. They are without doubt separate and fragile homes from which you experience life, and their continued survival frequently seems severely threatened. However, you are not your bodies. You are divine beings of immense power and energy, divine energy, constantly in the presence of our Source and one with it, because separation from Source is impossible, as Source is all that exists. Allow yourself to accept the truth of who you are, trust it implicitly, and delight in the joy that knowing that brings you. And that joy can only be found within. What you see outside is illusory. With so very much love, Saul. Okay, and the next message here is we have 90 seconds. Let's see if we can get this one in. Well, I'll go ahead and do a quick, brief message from The Source, brought to you by thesource.network. We are bringing in a better world for all life and all creation. We are tens of millions to hundreds of millions of light workers who are getting the guidance through their hearts to bring in a better world now. We are networking, powering, and bringing in a shift in paradigm through the internet, through technology, through broadcast of solutions and entertainment and education to bring in a better world for all. We are bringing back the village in each and every village around the world. We are a transformational tour movement that will be unfolding for the summers of 2017, 18, and 19. We are an omniversal broadcast network, and we are bringing together all those organizations and light workers that are seeking to bring in a better world in the most efficient, effective way in Ojai, California. In order to put together all of our platforms and solutions to bring in the new internet that bridges us beyond technology altogether and to our natural divine nature. But thank you so much for tuning in. Part 2 is coming next.